Good morning on a Monday. This is Regional News, and we're with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Obviously, the Paris attacks taking over the news over the weekend. And, you know, New York City obviously is a target. We know that from September 11th, and William Bratton reassuring folks in the city that they're at least prepared with the forces necessary to keep an eye on things.
The mission of political leaders and law enforcement is to send a message that, you know, we are prepared. But also to, you know, urge people to be vigilant and report what they see and all those kinds of things. You know, they've increased law enforcement down in the city, at least visibility. The governor has, the city has. You know, they're monitoring. Security is key, obviously, and it's something that anytime there's something like what happened in Paris, you know, people in New York City, they know they're a prime target. And they go right back to 9/11.
Gun controls, and New York being one of the toughest states in the nation with gun control laws and the SAFE Act, the governor will peer with presidential candidate, former New York U.S. Senator and Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton Thursday night at a gala in support of gun control.
The governor is going to introduce Hillary Clinton at this Brady campaign gala in New York City. She's going to get a quote-unquote Mario Cuomo Leadership Award from the Brady campaign, which is a gun control group, a leading national gun control group. You know, the governor has made this a huge issue for him since 2013 when the state enacted the SAFE Act. He's more recently, since one of his top aides was shot in September and there was a mass shooting at an Oregon community college, he's called on Congress to pass a federal gun control law and urged the national candidates to make it an issue, the presidential candidates to make it an issue in the campaign. We know he supports Hillary Clinton, and this is his way of appearing with her at a national event and on an issue he's trying to raise his own profile on.
Speaking of, you have an item on New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman and his fight against DraftKings and FanDuel.
He sent a cease and desist letter to the popular sport fantasy site saying that they're violating the online gaming laws of New York, demanding that they stop. While a lot of people think he has the legal standing to do it and could probably win in court, others suggest he could pay a political price, much like Mayor de Blasio did with his fight with Uber over the summer. You know, they say that he's kind of awoken hundreds of thousands sports fans who probably knew very little about him and now know that he's trying to stop them from being able to bet online.
My bet is you'll be back next Monday. We've been talking with Ken Lovett. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, and you can find out more at nydailynews.com. Thanks, Ken.
Anytime. Be well.